This is a CHLY news update.
The Comox Valley Regional District is making sure residents are well informed about where the water comes from. Watershed Awareness Week runs from May 26 to the 30th. The initiative, now in its third year, aims to educate the public about the importance of protecting the water supply. The Comox Lake Watershed provides clean drinking water for more than 50,000 residents in the region. Mike Hirschmiller is the manager of water services in the regional district. He talks about its importance.
The watershed is the source of our water supply. So ultimately, the better you can protect it, the better you can maintain its good functioning condition, the better your water quality is going to get when it comes into your treatment facility.
According to Watersheds Canada, a watershed is an area of land which rain and snow falls into, which then all drains to the same basin. The Comox Lake Watershed is a connected network of rivers, creeks, and wetlands that feed into Comox Lake, the main supplier of water for Comox Valley residents. The regional district also manages the Black Creek Oyster Bay, Graham Lake, Royston, and Union Bay water systems. Throughout this week, the regional district is inviting the public to take guided tours, watch presentations, and participate in family-friendly activities related to water conservation efforts. Christina Willer-Steppen is a creator of the Connected by Water project, which has a goal of building community engagement to support water conservation efforts. She talks about how the current threats to the Comox Lake watershed can be mitigated.
There are certain threats that have been identified in our watershed right now. Some really key ones are the drought and fire protection. So just to spin that into public education, talk about what people can do about that. And that means making sure that you're not having fires outside of when you're allowed to, making sure that you never have a campfire where you're not allowed to. In fact, in the Comox Lake watershed area, the only sanctioned places to have campfires when there's not a ban on are the two campsites. Making sure that motorized vehicles aren't trucking through the forest and sparking fires. So fire protection is really important this year with the combination of drought and us knowing that's a threat to our watershed. And then when we go on water restrictions, listening to the rules and following them and not using more than your share, just again keeping in mind that we have a role to play in protecting the whole system.
Willer-Steppen explains the impacts of climate change on the Comox Lake watershed.
I think in terms of climate impacts on our entire watershed, definitely noticing less snowpack in the winter. Snowpack is technically a lot of our water storage in the Comox Valley. So when we don't have a lot of snowpack, then we don't have as much water stored. People maybe don't think of snow in that way. Making sure that forests remain intact, again, back to the fire thing, but also we're noticing climate change effects in forests and ecosystems and creek levels in general. And so just people having an awareness of that in general so that they take care when they're on the land.
In February, the Ministry of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship found that Vancouver Island saw lower than normal snowpack in the winter of 2026, at just 39% of normal. Kaylin Prochesky is the executive director of Project Watershed, which focuses on restoring sensitive habitats. She explains why the low snowpack matters for the water supply.
There's a general transition in a lot of areas away from a snowpack regime to a more rain-based regime. So in the wintertime and into the spring, instead of there being a lot of snow that's deposited into the mountains, you'll be seeing just a shift towards a more rain-based regime. So that means there is less of that maintained snowpack into the spring and summer that provides those base flows. So it just means there's just a shift in the regime, which changes where and when water is available.
Prochesky says it's important to be mindful of our consumption habits.
There are places that, yeah, are less affected by drought and do have substantial water resources. You know, the Great Lakes are very, very big. but in other areas where we're really reliant on any individual basin for our drinking water, we're definitely a little bit more at risk. You know, for the most part, our water comes from Comox Lake. And so the health of Comox Lake is really critical for our clean water and our drinking water supply. So I think it's really important that people understand generally where our water comes from and the actions and things that are happening in the landscape around the lake and the effects that those have on our clean water.
Hirschmiller says the simplest method to conserve water is to use only what you need.
We use about, in the wintertime, the Comox Valley uses about 20 million liters of water a day, of drinking water. In the summertime, that can balloon to 50 million liters. So that's an extra 30 million liters above what we'd call your base usage. So that number is other stuff. It's outdoor. It's generally sprinkling lawns. It's, you know, washing driveways, washing houses. A lot of it is required, and some can be, you know, considered important use, but a lot of it is not required use. Required use is kind of what we look at, that 20 million liters in the winter. So in the summertime, when that goes up, we have to make sure our pipes are bigger, our pumps are bigger, our reservoirs are bigger, we're using more chemical to disinfect. So there's a whole bunch of other kind of reasons of why we want to reduce the water, but really in the summertime is when the environment needs it more than anything as well. So the more we're taking out of the environment, the less is in the river for the fishes and for just the environmental needs of the ecosystems.
Hirschmiller says one goal of Watershed Awareness Week is for people to understand how the water system works.
People have got to understand that, you know, that we live in a rainforest. We have lots of rain, but we don't capture all that. That's the amount of water to store, like in the lake, is finite. When people understand the process, then they can. It's easier for them to help. It's easier for them to adhere to guidelines and kind of follow those things that are put in place to try to protect the resource.
Comox Valley Regional District announced that Stage 2 of water restrictions will be in effect on June 4th. The new restrictions will limit lawn and garden sprinkling to only 3 hours a day for 2 days a week.
For CHLY News, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.